test to himself tomorrow.
Or is just the testing done to pave the way of sorrow?
Is the chalice set up on the table for the pride of prima donnas?
Or can indeed the world be free by finger-popping mamas?
Is the confusion of immorality little more than a doubt on a face of infinity?
Or does indeed immorality feed upon itself and hence hasten to speed its own immortal conclusion?
Is the sin of melting tin upon the tracks of time the mere excuse for letting loose the calling cards of crime?
Or is this verbosity that very violation?
Does not the babbling brook run its way to oceans and streams, only to dry up and rain once more?